This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. It's a typical winter evening. A 12-year-old boy and 11-year-old little friend playing in the snow near Capitol Ave and Park Terrace in Hartford, Connecticut. They throw snowballs at passing cars laughing at what they think is harmless play until one snowball hits the wrong vehicle. Hartford police say the driver of the car circles back. Then shots ring out, hitting the 12-year-old boy. His friend watches in shock. EMTs rush to the scene.
Nancy, it was about 7:15 p.m. when bystanders called 911. The boy was shot multiple times, but doctors at Connecticut Children's Hospital say he did not sustain life-threatening injuries. A nearby restaurant owner, who heard the gunshots from a block away, commented that putting bullets in a child is sickening. Police are now reviewing video and chasing other leads to identify the vehicle and its occupants.
As of now, the driver's ID still a mystery. A customer pulls up to a Starbucks drive-thru, Mobile, Alabama, places an order and waits. The barista opens the drive-thru window only to be greeted by a woman and her two monkeys. That's when one of the monkeys leaps through the window and bites the employee's hand and ear. A coworker snatches the monkey and tosses it back in the car. Police take a report, then later, the woman returns to check on the monkey's victim. She doesn't leave her name, but authorities ID Tammy Elaine Gardner and fine her $25 for failing to restrain a dangerous animal. The Starbucks employee gets stitches, shots, and a call from Starbucks corporate reporting they are officially banning monkeys from their cafes. Okay, wait a minute. I didn't know monkeys were allowed in Starbucks to start with. More crime and justice news after this. Now, with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin with a stunning legal reversal in a high-profile poisoning case. At this hour, a New York woman convicted of killing her boss is no longer guilty in the eyes of the law. Caitlin Conley, serving 23 years for the 2015 poisoning death of chiropractor Dr. Mary Yoder, had her manslaughter conviction overturned. A New York appeals court ruled investigators exceeded their warrant when searching her cell phone, making key evidence inadmissible. Prosecutors say Conley, a receptionist in Yoder's Whitesboro clinic, fatally poisoned her with the anti-inflammatory drug colchicine. Conley, who once dated Yoder's son, has always maintained her innocence. Her first trial ended in a hung jury. In 2017, she was acquitted of murder but convicted of manslaughter. Now 31, Conley will return to Oneida County, where prosecutors must decide whether to retry the case. Her attorneys call this a step toward clearing her name. Now to Hawaii, where authorities say a 66-year-old man has been taken into custody, accused of murdering a teenage girl nearly 48 years ago. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner has the details.
Advancements in DNA technology have led to the arrest of 66-year-old Gideon Castro in Utah, charging him with the 1977 murder of 16-year-old Don Momohara. Momohara, a sophomore at President William McKinley High School in Honolulu, was found dead on campus on March 21, 1977. An autopsy concluded she died from asphyxia due to strangulation and had injuries consistent with sexual assault. At the time, Castro, who graduated from McKinley High in 1976, was among those interviewed by police but was not considered a suspect. The case remained unsolved for decades. In 2019, Honolulu detectives revisited the case, utilizing modern DNA testing methods. By 2020, they had obtained a partial genetic profile from evidence collected at the scene. Further investigation in 2023, with assistance from federal agencies, led them to Castro. DNA samples from Castro's son indicated a match to the crime scene evidence, and subsequent testing directly linked Castro himself. He was arrested at a nursing home in Mill Creek, Utah, and is awaiting extradition to Honolulu on a second-degree murder charge.
Lieutenant Dina Tamis of the Honolulu Police Department expressed gratitude to all involved agencies for their dedication to achieving justice for Dawn and her family.
Thanks, John. Tammy Mahoney, just 19, moves to Central New York from Long Island to attend State University of New York in Morrisville. She studies animal husbandry while working as a horse groomer at Vernon Downs. Tammy's reported missing by her live-in boyfriend, who says it's been 3 days since Tammy left their home. She didn't have a car and hitchhiked or got a ride from friends. Police believe she was picked up hitchhiking to a friend's house and taken to a party at the 32-acre Oneida Indian Nation territory. Tammy reportedly left the party on foot, last seen walking south of Oneida. Tammy Mahoney, 5'3", brown hair, green eyes, last seen wearing a dark-colored V-neck sweater with white embroidery at the neck and wrists, denim bib overalls, and a dark-colored jacket. She wears a cross necklace with turquoise stones and a dime-sized medallion depicting a guardian angel and a bridge with two children crossing over. If you have information in the case of missing Tammy Mahoney, the FBI is offering a $40,000 reward. Call 315-731-1781. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.